Sarah had been awakened by the uproar. She came swiftly to join Tom. A quick examination showed her that Yasmini's heartbeat had stilled and she was past any help. She stifled her grief and turned to Dorian, for he was still alive, if only just. At Tom's curt order, Batula and Kumra dragged Kadam out of the hut. Using rawhide thongs, they tied his elbows and wrists behind his back. Then they pulled his ankles to his wrists and bound them together. His spine arched painfully as they riveted a steel slave collar round his neck and chained him to a tree in the centre of the encampment. As soon as the dreadful tidings of the assassination flashed through the camp, the women gathered around Kadam to curse and spit at him in anger and revulsion. They had all loved Yasmini. "Keep him secure. Do not let them kill him, not yet, not until I order it," Tom told Batula grimly. "You sponsored this murderous swine. The duty is with you, on your own life." He went back into the hut to give what help he could. This was not much, for Sarah had taken charge. She was highly skilled in the medical arts. She had spent much of her life tending broken bodies and dying men. She only needed his strength to pull the compression bandages tightly enough to stem the bleeding. For the remainder of the time, Tom hovered in the background, cursing his own stupidity for not anticipating the danger and taking precautions to forestall it. "I am not an innocent child. I should have known." His lamentations hampered rather than helped, and Sarah ordered him out of the hut. When she had dressed Dorian's wound and he was lying more comfortably, Sarah relented and allowed Tom to return. She told him that although his brother was gravely injured, the blade had missed his heart as far as she could divine. She thought it had pierced the left lung, for there was bloody froth on his lips. "I have seen men less robust than Dorry recover from worse wounds. Now it is up to God and time." That was the best reassurance she had for Tom. She gave Dorian a double spoonful of laudanum, and once the drug had taken effect, left him with Tom and Mansur to tend him. Then she went to start the heartbreaking process of laying out Yasmini's body for burial. The Malay servant girls, also Muslim, helped her. They carried Yasmini to Sarah's own hut at the far end of the encampment, laid her on the low table, and placed a screen around her. They took away the bloodied robe and burned it to ash on the watchfire. They closed the lids of those magnificent dark eyes from which the luminosity had faded. They bathed Yasmini's childlike body and anointed her with perfumed oils. They bandaged the single dreadful wound that had stabbed through to her heart. They combed and brushed her hair, and the silver blaze shone as brightly as ever. They dressed her in a clean white robe and laid her on the funeral bier. She looked like a child asleep. Mansur and Sarah, who after Dorian had loved her best, chose a burial site in the forest. With the crew of the gift, Mansur stayed to help dig the grave, for the law of Islam decreed that Yasmini should be buried before sunset on the day of her death. When they lifted Yasmini's bier and carried her from the hut, the lamentations of the women roused Dorian from the sleep of the poppy, and he called weakly for Tom, who came at the run.
"You must bring Yassi to me," Dorian whispered.
"No, brother, you must not move. Any movement could do you terrible ill."
"If you will not bring her, then I will go to her."
Dorian tried to sit up, but Tom held him down gently and shouted for Mansur to bring the funeral bier to Dorian's bedside. At his insistence, Tom and Mansur supported Dorian so he could kiss his wife's lips for the last time. Then Dorian worked free from his own finger the gold ring over which he had spoken his wedding vows. It came off with difficulty, for he had never before removed it. Mansur guided his father's hand as he placed it on Yasmini's slim tapered finger. It was far too large for her, but Dorian folded her fingers around it so that it would not slip off.
"Go in peace, my love, and may Allah take you to his bosom."
As Tom had warned, the effort and sorrow exhausted Dorian, and he sank back onto the mattress. bright new blood soaked into the bandages about his chest. They carried Yassi out to the grave and lowered her into it gently. Sarah placed a silk shawl over her face and stood to one side. Tom and Mansur would let no one else undertake the harrowing task of covering her with earth. Sarah watched until they had finished. Then she took Tom's hand on one side and Mansur's on the other, and led them back to the camp.